Northwest Airlines' 11,000 Teamsters Union flight attendants are leveling a threat to management as contract talks drag on. Settle up or face an attack from within.
Our negotiators, and more importantly our flight attendants, have had it with anything less than meaningful movement at the table.
Here's the union's latest telephone hotline message.
The time has come, boys, to put the economics on the table or suffer the consequences of havoc at Northwest Airlines.
Havoc is the Northwest Airlines flight attendants' version of chaos, or creates havoc around our system. Alaska Airlines flight attendants came up with chaos 6 years ago as an alternative to a traditional strike. Rather than shutting down an airline, workers choosing the chaos route engage in carefully planned surprise actions. Generally, it's just a few key people whose refusal to work, even for a very short period of time, triggers an onslaught of problems.
It's like guerrilla warfare. You never know when it's going to hit you. And that's what surprises everybody. It's a very good psychological weapon.
Ovi Delfemini is a leader of the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association. The union Northwest's mechanics and aircraft cleaners voted to join last fall. Delfemini is a big fan of chaos because it allows workers to cut deeply into an airline's bottom line, all the while remaining on the payroll. Delfemini says carefully timed interruptions produce a snowball effect in the airline industry because of the interdependency of airline operations.
You could have a situation occur that people don't show up to work, or maybe you don't work on an aircraft for a couple of hours. What it does is stop the flow of traffic, and it backs up the traffic without a strike.
And that backup can inconvenience thousands of passengers. With the omnipresent threat of chaos, customers take their business elsewhere, and the airline loses money. Work slowdowns commonly grow from contentious contract battles, and the airline industry is notorious for its history of rocky labor relations. But it wasn't until a labor dispute in 1993 at Alaska Airlines that chaos emerged as an alternative to striking in the airline industry.
Chaos was born out of necessity.
The nation's largest flight attendants union, the Association of Flight Attendants, or AFA, came up with the chaos concept, trademarked the name, and produced a video trumpeting the merits of chaos to its 44,000 members.
In many strikes, the union's best day is the first day. After that, support erodes a little each day. Chaos started out strong and only got better. It could have been sustained indefinitely.
AFA attorney David Bohr says the union was looking for a way to pressure management without jeopardizing workers.
We had looked at recent history. At the time, back in 1986, the TWA flight attendants had struck, and Carl Icahn had replaced all 8,000 flight attendants, basically broke the back of the union. We decided that we had to be a little smarter than that to avoid the kind of carnage that resulted.
Bohr says in their first chaos attack, Alaska Airlines flight attendants walked off a plane in Seattle just as boarding was to begin. At the time, it was legal for the union to strike. The flight attendants had been released from federal mediation, and a 30-day cooling-off period had expired.
That crew struck for 20 minutes, and then we sent them back and told them to go over to the supervisor and offer to return to work, which created even more pandemonium, and more management people came out, and there was a lot of head-scratching.
More recently, America West flight attendants, also represented by the AFA, credited their threat of chaos with forcing an 11th-hour contract settlement.
It's a powerful strategy, and it helps to level the playing field. Management has had the upper hand for really several decades in this industry, and this tends to give labor just a little bit more power.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Northwest Flight 126, service to Chicago O'Hare.
In the case of Northwest Airlines, which is still trying to win back customers after slowdowns by ground workers and the strike by pilots last fall, the looming threat of chaos likely won't sit well with travelers.
It doesn't sound too good to me.
The chaos concept is new to Bill of Atlanta, Georgia, who says he'd avoid any airline where unions were threatening surprise disturbances.
I wouldn't like to be a recipient of one of those type of actions that might have a direct effect on me. I would probably look at alternatives, yeah.
Ed Willard of Las Vegas is a frequent Northwest flyer. He first began hearing about chaos in connection with America West Airlines flight attendants.
Well, it's a sort of mixed bag. First of all, I think that what they're doing will ultimately work because it'll make management cave into them. but at the same time, it's going to hurt their airline and possibly their job prospects for the future. They're definitely going to lose a lot of passengers over the long term.
Northwest declined to comment on how it would respond to employees engaging in chaos or whether it views chaos tactics as more difficult to deal with than traditional strikes. Talks between Northwest and negotiators for its flight attendants resumed today in Washington, D.C. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.